This is the 70th anniversary of the commercial use of 2,4-D from 1945 to 2015, and we've just experienced IARC's evaluation, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, re-evaluation of 2,4-D. IARC, as a hazard identification process, did find 2,4-D to be a 2B possible carcinogen. They found evidence, limited evidence, in lab animals and insufficient evidence in human exposures, and that under a direct definition should have placed 2,4-D in a category 3, non-classifiable. But given the mechanistic studies that they looked at, the few that they did look at, allowed the panel members to vote it to a 2B possible level. So it is but a first step in a robust risk assessment. IARC does hazard identification. Global regulatory authorities will take that as a part of a full-bore risk assessment in making their determinations. And as they have looked at this data before, over the last 10, 15 years, they have not seen anything new and are not likely to change the opinions of registered approved uses as a reasonable certainty of no harm.
But Gray knows this classification by IARC is inconsistent with government findings.
And at its finest, it's a process to identify the hazard. They have done that, and that data is within the regulatory framework, and global regulators have already reviewed that as part of their risk assessment process. But it, taken out of context, the message of IARC's decision can get fanned and will get some attention by the people that don't necessarily understand how robust the regulatory authorities do a risk assessment. And there is always that risk that somebody will misunderstand and be concerned, and they should have high level of credibility in the regulatory agency's processes.
And he invites those with more questions to go to this website. That's www.24d.reviews. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.